This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number three in studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Chris,
and you can join us by calling toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Somebody needs to take away Donald Trump's Twitter. Because... Aww. Apparently, he was tweeting something, and it caused some problems during a vote on FISA or something.
Not a problem. The people that believe that we need to spy on our own citizens won.
Okay, well, that's a problem.
It's a problem
I see that as a problem.
But it evidently didn't cause any real problems with
Republican leadership. I saw some kind of headline. I don't remember from where, but it said something about Trump's tweets during vote something. So you've actually got a story about this, as well as the tweets written in crayon, because you've got this plugin.
I got a plugin for Chrome, and it's used with Twitter, and it's called Make Trump 8 Again, and it changes all his tweets from the normal text of Twitter into crayon childlike scratchings. So yeah. I always have a hard time reading his tweets.
Right.
But
so I found the headline that I was looking for. Trump's FISA tweets throw Washington into chaos.
Yep. And the LA Times says Trump's tweets on surveillance bill show gap between his personal views and his administration's position.
And another headline before you jump into this from Slate. A befuddled Donald Trump almost undermined the GOP's surveillance agenda.
And Cato kind of cuts to the chase and says House votes to reauthorize FISA Section 702 mass surveillance program. That to me is what this is all about. I could care less what Donald Trump, our president, decides to tweet and whether it throws Washington into turmoil. From this article, President Trump publicly contradicted a major policy position of his administration Thursday, the second time he did so in a week in which the White House has sought to beat back questions about his stability and grasp of policy details. The incident provides a new and striking example of the contradiction between Trump's dueling identities as an individual often guided by impulses, grievances, and what he sees on television, and Trump the president, responsible for taking a broader view of government and security issues. The events began Thursday morning when Trump sent a tweet that rattled the national security community and Republican lawmakers, nearly derailing a vote in the House on one of the administration's top national security priorities, renewing the National Security Agency's broad authority to conduct surveillance of foreigners without warrants, including those communicating with U.S. citizens. The bill eventually passed the House 256 to 164, but only after Speaker Paul D. Ryan and others intervened with Trump, prompting him to send a second tweet that partially walked back his earlier criticism of the surveillance law. The extension of the surveillance authority still faces uncertainty in the Senate, where Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, a Republican, has threatened a filibuster.
I wonder if the filibuster will wind up being like his previous ones, to where he talked for some period of time and then wound up voting for what the thing was that he claimed he opposed.
Yeah, I hope not. Trump's initial tweet insisted angrily and contrary to all known evidence that the NSA surveillance program might have been used to spy on his campaign during the 2016 election. Quote, this is an act that may have been used with the help of the discredited and phony dossier to so badly surveil and abuse the Trump campaign by the previous administrations and others, question mark, Trump wrote. The tweet came shortly after Fox and Friends, Trump's favorite program and a frequent inspiration for his Twitter account, aired a segment in which Andrew Napolitano, a commentator, offered scathing criticism of the surveillance program. Quote, "Mr. President, this is not the way to go," he said, looking into the camera. White House officials would not say whether Napolitano's comment prompted Trump's tweet. After talking to Ryan, Trump issued a second tweet, more supportive of the surveillance authority. "With that being said, I have personally directed the fix in the unmasking process since taking office, and today's vote is about foreign surveillance of foreign bad guys on foreign land. We need it. Get smart." Well, Daryl, the problem is if one of those people in foreign lands who are pretty much, in some cases, unidentifiable, happen to be talking to a U.S. citizen, then guess what? The U.S. citizen is also being surveilled.
Right. And my understanding of some of these programs is that it's not just the American that is in contact with the foreigner, but also everybody that's in contact with the American that's in contact with the foreigner.
Yeah, and I can't remember the specifics, but I think it's sort of like 2 or 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon. If it's somebody talked to somebody who talked to somebody, then that qualifies as a legally surveillable source.
Yeah, I've pulled up an article here from Wired, and just jumping to the very end where they mentioned Trump's tweet saying, "We need Section 702. They say, "Frankly, the president doesn't seem to understand how Section 702 works. He's not alone."
Yeah.
And they're right.
Right.
Because most people don't know how Section 702 of the FISA Act actually works. And something that is incredibly scary, also from the Wired article here, much of the debate leading up to the vote has been shrouded in secrecy. The intelligence community has largely refused to provide lawmakers and the public with detailed information about how Section 702's programs operate and, crucially, how effective they actually are. ACLU Legislative Counsel Nima Singh Guliani said, "There's a lot of inaccuracies that are put out about it. These enormous mischaracterizations are put out." During the lead-up to the vote, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, chaired by Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, circulated a fear-mongering flyer that said adding privacy protections to Section 702 would make it impossible for law enforcement to surface intelligence about a hypothetical suspicious vehicle parked outside of the Washington Monument. The misleading rhetoric surrounding 702 tripped up Trump, as he appeared to contradict his own party's stance, and then it gets into discussion about the tweets.
Right, and what this is really about, if I can boil it all down to why this thing gives me heartburn.
Yes, let's boil it down.
It's about warrantless surveillance. So what this allows our foreign intelligence, our national intelligence community to do is, without warrant, surveil people. And I'm sorry, that is as un-American as you can possibly get. Everyone has rights that are protected under the Fourth Amendment, and you cannot be searched or surveilled or have your personal effects and documents read, and that includes electronic documents in my mind, without a warrant. And this is a brief fact from Human Rights Watch that talks about a couple things. You know, warrantless surveillance designed to monitor Americans and others. The problem with this thing is it still allows things like the NSA's PRISM program, which allows, you know, basically the NSA and the FBI to scoop up all social media. That's what PRISM did.
Right.
All social media posts, all social media private messages, instant messages, anything like that. It can scoop them up, and should they need them later on, then they'll use them, or they'll search for keywords, or they'll do all sorts of things like that.
Right, and some of the keywords, the article here from Wired mentions how this renewal is actually worse than what the text previously was.
Right.
They reference what is called about collection, meaning that if two people who neither of whom are suspects,
right,
talk about someone who is a suspect.
Oh, jeez.
What wound up passing the U.S. House today would authorize that to again be collected, even if it's two Americans talking about someone. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And And we're talking about the absolutely horrible, horrible thing that wound up passing the U.S. House today that goes to the U.S. Senate. Talking about the FISA reauthorization of Section 702 that, as Wired points out, is actually worse than simply reauthorizing because they wind up giving the NSA and other federal government spying entities more powers than what they had previously, or actually more than what they currently have, because, again, this still has to go to the Senate and then to the president's desk. And depending on what mood Trump's in, he might accidentally veto it, even though he supports it, because is one depends headline.
On, it depends on what Fox and Friends says.
From the Washington Post says, for the second time in 3 days, Trump plays catch up with what his White House is actually doing. And as Chris pointed out, depends on what Fox and Friends winds up saying. We'll continue with that story in just a moment. But maybe you're concerned about economics. Maybe you are concerned about finances and you want a better financial system for everyone. Then consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It's easy. It can be private. The fees are low. The transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go to Dash.org and find out why. Again, story from Wired. Congress renews warrantless surveillance and makes it even worse. Not reading the entire article, but they do say that some gains to Section 702 reform had been made prior to this most recent bill. In April, so not quite a year ago, the NSA halted one kind of surveillance authorized under Section 702, referred to as about collection. It stopped amassing conversations concerning foreign targets, but that weren't from the targets or to the target themselves. If two people discussing a terrorist email address in a text message or an email, for example, their communications could previously get swept into an NSA database despite not being of specific intelligent interest itself.
Right. So we could be talking about a YouTube video of an ISIS beheading.
Right, or someone that we know the U.S. government wants to arrest, Mr. Julian Assange. Even though he's not a terrorist, suspected terrorist, they still want to arrest him as, all the same. So if I just wind up sending an email and I mention Julian Assange, WikiLeaks.
I'm going to send you a telegram right now.
Could wind up being swept into this NSA database. Again, the spy program halted, or the spy agency halted that program of about collection because they could not stop accidentally collecting information belonging to Americans. But the bill passed by Congress, or at least one house of Congress, opens the door to reintroducing about collection in emergency situations only, though emergency is not defined, leaving room for broad interpretations.
Right. And don't forget, in this entire thing, you still have programs like Prism and Keyhole and all these others that are just mass collecting all your data anyway.
Yes.
This stuff doesn't go away. If you're on Facebook right now and you're, instant messaging with your mom, that the entirety of that conversation is being recorded and preserved. And if at some point you say the wrong keyword, and the keywords used to be things like dirty bomb or gasoline or chemical plant words that you could use in all sorts of different ways.
So what kind of chemicals do you use to make sure that your plant grows to be nice and green?
Right. You could have that conversation with somebody, and that would get you flagged. And somewhere along the line,
should I pick up some fertilizer? Because fertilizer is also one of those sort of weird, tricky things.
In your diesel truck?
Because fertilizer has, you know, legitimate purposes, but can also be used to make a dirty bomb.
Right. But if I say fertilizer and diesel in the same sentence,
yeah,
you know, that's a double flag, and I'm sure that's going to get it. And the point is the government has no constitutional bounds, no constitutional grounds to do this sort of collection. And, you know, I'm a guy who used to really put a lot of faith in our Constitution. Look, here are these protections from government. The Bill of Rights is basically designed to protect you from your government getting out of control. And this, it has failed.
Here's something interesting that I don't know how many golfers we have that listen to the show, but I found out when I used to work for an airline that apparently golfers wind up testing false positive for bomb residue on a fairly significant basis because of all the fertilizer used on the greens and whatnot. So if somebody goes golfing regularly and they bend down and pick up their balls that have been rolling around in the grass and the fertilizer, and then they go through TSA and the TSA guy does the little hand swab thing, yep, you're getting a false positive.
Unbelievable.
The article here from Wired continues, in the event that about collection does resume, experts say the new legislation would allow for a far more broad interpretation, or rather broad implementation. Now, just mentioning a target rather than an identifier like their email address could get you sucked into the dragnet. Elizabeth Goteen, co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at New York University's School of Law's Brennan Center for Justice, says not only does this bill say you have our blessing to collect communications that contain a target's email address, it also endorses collecting communications that merely contain a reference to the target.
Yeah.
So literally, if you and I send an email to one another that had the word ISIS in it, if you and I send an email that talks about ISIS, under this bill, the government is authorized to collect that, assuming ISIS is a group that the NSA is specifically targeting.
Of course.
Doesn't matter if you're referring to the Egyptian God or not. The International Society of International Societies.
Yeah, good example.
Any kind of thing, you know, you're using something that we want, so therefore, yep, oh, you're an American, doesn't matter, you have no rights. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome, whether it be about warrantless surveillance, surveillance with a warrant, FISA, the existence of the NSA, the use of so-called about collection, that is where somebody isn't necessarily the target of the NSA, but they're talking about a target for the NSA. Again, Elizabeth Goteen, who's co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at New York University School of Law's Brennan Center for Justice, says, so literally, if you and I send an email to one another that had the word ISIS in it, assuming ISIS is an NSA target, if you and I send that email that talks about ISIS, under this bill, the government is authorized to collect that email. The bill does impose a warrant requirement upon the FBI, but the way it's written appears to weaken privacy protections rather than strengthen them. Under the FBI, or under the legislation, FBI needs a warrant to search the Section 702 database when a criminal investigation has already been opened, but not when national security is involved. That means the FBI can query the database on nothing more than a tip. Goteen says it incentivizes doing searches earlier and earlier when it's less and less justified.
Unreal. Here's a couple of, this is a dated list. This is from 2013. This is when 702 and the NSA Spine first came out, but some of the words that
when it first became public.
Thank you. But a couple of the words that were on that list were dictionary, sweeping, ionosphere, military intelligence, Steve Case, and Scully.
Scully, as in X-Files?
Mulder and Scully. Also, other words, NSA. If you talk about CIA, if you talk about FBI, if you mention Secret Service.
So the first rule of NSA Section 702 warrantless spying is you're not allowed to mention NSA Section 702 warrantless spying, Secret Service, NSA, bomb, dirty.
I don't know when.
Vacuum cleaner dictionary.
I don't know when the law changed, but saying the word NSA or National Security Agency was actually a federal offense.
Okay, Google. NSA.
Let me see if I can find some other Spetsnaz. Electronic surveillance, security evaluation, high security, corporate security, police, sniper. These are domestic disruptions, smuggle, nitrate, enigma. Competitor.
Saying, I want some nitrate-free bacon.
Jasmine, vanille, these are our words.
What?
Keyhole, artichoke, badger, cornflower, daisy, egret. Now, I tell you what some of these are. Some of these are sensitive compartmented information code words. Here's a good one. Guess what? Trump. Trump was on the 2013 list provided by Edward Snowden.
My nitrates are the Trump card for bulletproof microwave sweeper dictionaries.
Sneakers. Elvis.
So basically anything.
Get this one. Playboy, porn stars, or sex. I'm just skimming through a few of these. How about beef?
Hold on. Where's this list coming from?
This was published back in the day by Business Insider.
Okay, so a somewhat reputable entity.
Yes.
If you had told me, like InfoPlanet or bobs.blogspot.com or something, I wouldn't necessarily give any credence to this. But
yeah, but these are, different words and phrases that could cause you to have your data searched. These are keywords. Now, realize that now it's 2017. A lot of those keywords have probably dropped off, but a whole lot of new ones have probably been put on there, too, by, various administrations and political appointees.
Yeah, absolutely scary. It's really the only way to describe this is scary. The fact that, there's some government entity in Washington, D.C., a bunch of faceless bureaucrats that sit around collecting information all day long, and a lot of it is probably information they're never going to do anything with, which makes it even scarier. Why are you collecting this if you're not doing anything with it?
Right. And, again, get a damn warrant. If you have reason to suspect that somebody is a terrorist or may be involved in plotting something where the loss of human life is a probability, then I'm going to be behind you. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to say, yes, please go to a judge, get that warrant, make sure it's all above board, and then go find out what this person's doing. And I realize that, sometimes that's going to hit somebody who's innocent. But we have, or we're at least supposed to have, some checks and balances that are going to protect people that have no reason to be surveilled. And
right.
And this whole thing flies in the face of that.
Right. And, as soon as you mentioned about the credible threat sort of thing, that reminded me of Twitter's recent policy on, what was it, violent speech, to where they said something along the lines of, and I'm trying to pull this up on the fly on live radio, where they said something along the lines of, we're not going to consider anything posted by government agents to be threats, even if
they're talking about, burner guns
about,
and then they specifically
stuff.
Right, then they specifically exclude governments from terroristic threats or anything else.
Yeah, so again, I'm trying to find the actual wording, and I can't on the fly here. But yeah, it's just one of those sorts of things. Here we go. Some examples of behavior that will not fall under this policy. Acts of war, military attacks, state-sanctioned executions, and natural disasters. However, we will take enforcement action if any of the above glorify violence where protected categories have been the primary targets or victims. And then under violent threats, something. But again, I do recall there was a specific reference that they would not wind up going after government entities, or political leaders, which again is basically saying that, government is a monopoly on the quote-unquote legitimate use of violence.
Yeah, it was pretty clear that was going to be the one exception that they weren't going to they just weren't going to pursue. And I was like, wow, did Twitter really just acknowledge that governments have a monopoly on legal violence? And it was pretty clear.
But remember, it wasn't that long ago that Barack Obama said the same thing in an interview.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Acknowledged it.
Acknowledged.
Like,
government.
Did I hear that correctly?
A monopoly on the use of violence.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Some people recognize that. You and I recognize that. I mean, it's a key thing that most people can't comprehend, that they've never given any thought to. But government can act violently, and without consequence, it can threaten acts of violence without consequence, and that's not what this country was founded on.
Yep, and headline from the Washington Post, not dealing directly with violence, but definitely with theft. New tax guidelines rely on workers to double-check their paychecks. Yeah, that's right. They steal the money from you, and then you have to make sure that they stole the correct amount of money from you. We'll tell you about it, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That I tell you about the Blink home security system. It's a home security system that you can get delivered right to your front door or your side door if that's where packages wind up going at your house. But what you do with this system is you download an app to your mobile device and it will walk you through a fairly easy setup. Even if you have a complicated router system or are not technically inclined, it should not take you more than about 10 or 15 minutes to go through the setup. And you can either get notified whenever something moves in front of the wireless camera. Yeah, that's right. It's a truly wireless camera. Or you can just look at the camera whenever you want to from that mobile device. And have we got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com. All one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL. So I found the wording from Twitter's policy on their Enforcing Our Rules page. Violent extremist groups, Twitter says, quote, "We also prohibit accounts that affiliate with organizations that use or promote violence against civilians to further their causes. Groups included in this policy will be those that identify as such or engage in activity both on and off this platform that promotes violence. This policy does not apply to military or government entities, and we will consider exceptions for groups that are currently engaged in or have been engaged in peaceful resolution."
See, people, we live in a country where even Twitter has to spell out, I mean, by terroristic activities and things like that, we don't mean our government.
We don't mean the United States military, the Saudi military, the military of Israel, the military of Yemen, the military of any government.
We know they're going to act terroristically and threateningly.
And by government, we mean entities that we deem to be government. So I'm guessing they're not considering ISIS, which is the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They're not considering them to be government.
No.
Because they don't have international recognition.
Right. But if they did, no problem.
I'm guessing they probably also don't recognize the Kurds as government, even though the Kurds do have limited autonomy within Iraq, Syria, and Turkey.
Well, North Korea gets a pass.
But North Korea has international recognition as a government.
There you go. So no problem. No problem with North Korea.
No problem with Donald Trump threatening nuclear war recently, saying my button is bigger than yours. What the hell was that all about?
I've got a nuclear button, too, and it's bigger than yours. Well, my first thought was, but how tiny is that going to make your hands look now if your button's that big?
Can you push that button with your tiny, tiny hands?
Oh, jeez.
You weird orange Oompa Loompa. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I wanted to ask you guys, you guys live in the state of New Hampshire.
Yep. Yes, we do.
And then that is supposed to be the most the most free state.
According to the Freedom in the 50 States index that was done about a year ago, mm-hmm. New Hampshire is the freest state currently in the United States of America.
Okay, my question is, did you know that you guys have executions and you guys execute one person like every 20 years?
That would be completely incorrect. The last part, there is the death penalty in New Hampshire. The last time it was used was, I believe, 1937, might have been 1939. But it's been a really long time since the government in the state of New Hampshire has actually put someone to death. So, there is currently one person sitting on death row.
I was going to ask, Daryl, has legislation come up to do away with that?
There has been legislation several times in the nearly 6 years that I've been here. And a couple of years ago, I forget exactly what year it was, but the last time that it came up, made it through the House, went to the Senate, and then died in the Senate with a 12-12 tie on every vote. So the original vote was pass the bill, 12-12 tie.
No kidding.
Then they voted to kill the bill, 12-12 tie. Then they voted to reconsider, 12-12 tie. Then they voted to table, 12-12 tie. No more motions could be made, and so then the bill just died.
Well, I'm all for... go ahead.
Well, the thing is, you know, I am trying to get the death penalty back in New Mexico, and we're going to get it back with our next governor.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, the thing about it is, how come you guys, look, you guys live in a state with a death penalty, okay, mm-hmm. and you don't want it for me. When we have 70 people, 75
I don't want it to exist
city.
Here. I don't want the death penalty to exist anywhere.
Right.
Do you know why, Sarah? Do you know why I don't want the death penalty? Because it takes money from people and then is used to kill someone, which basically means that you're taking money from people that don't want people being killed with their money, and you are forcing them to pay to kill somebody. And that is more immoral than killing people. And do you also know how many people have been exonerated after spending years and years on death row? It's about 10% of the people that have ever been on death row.
So far.
Which means that there are probably innocent people that have been executed. Which means you're killing... Sarah, are you okay with killing innocent people?
No,
that's
no,
a
I'm
yes.
mad because next year, listen to me, okay? Albuquerque, we're going to kill 80 people next year, and after the year after that, it's going to be 85, and after that, it's going to be 95. If we continue with no death penalty, we're going to have murder rates go up as like 5 people. I have to live here.
Hold on.
We don't
like,
need to have death penalty.
How about, you mean like New Hampshire? Like how our murder rates have gone up and our rape rates have gone up? We're one of the safest places on Earth, not just saying in the United States.
Right, but no, she's claiming that the only reason we're safe is because we have the death penalty that's not been used in damn near 80 years.
Since 1939.
There is no statistical evidence at all to suggest that the existence of the death penalty has any noticeable effect on murder rates.
So that,
at all.
That would be really good to research. You know, would you agree with that?
I can tell you right now. Look. I can tell you that New Mexico, Albuquerque, we had the highest death rate in 20 years, and we got rid of it just 10 years ago. What is that? Our murder rate has gone up since we got rid of it 10 years ago.
What was the murder rate 20 years before?
Right.
You need to look not just at, you know, one number, but you need to look, were there trends? And then look at all of the states surrounding New Mexico and compare the murder rates there. See, do those states have the death penalty? Do they not? Because I've actually looked into all of these numbers, and I can tell you as a matter of fact, 100%, there is no evidence that the existence of the death penalty has any effect at all on whether or not people wind up killing people. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
I would have loved to hear her retort on that, but we know what it would have been.
She would have just repeated something that she had previously said because that's how her calls go.
I know. ACLU reported that as of 2011, 273 people, including 17 death row inmates, had been exonerated just by the use of DNA testing. And there's a lot of reasons that I oppose the death penalty. Again, forcing people to take part in the murder of another human being, or not even murder. If you feel that that person's guilty and needs to die, to take part in the killing, because your money's going to go towards that. But the fact is that there are a whole lot of people that have been found to be innocent.
Yes.
As technology improves, and as we go back and look at these crimes, you know, I cannot subscribe to the idea that, well, if we save one life, it's worth it. No. If you kill an innocent human being, then you have committed murder, and that's murder on behalf of the state.
Right, and if you force somebody else to pay for it that doesn't want to pay for it, you are being immoral.
Yes, I agree with that completely, and I know that's not a view held by everyone. I know a lot of, like, hard law and order Republicans who favor a death penalty, and I'm sorry, I can't get behind it. I understand what you're saying, but I can't agree with it.
And then the length of time that people are sitting on death row, you're killing a completely different person than who wound up committing the crime 35, 40 years
ago in some cases.
Yep. That's it for tonight, but we are always online, and we will be back tomorrow. This has been Free Talk Live.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.